This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, January 30th, AD 2019. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has learned that the Supreme Court of Pakistan has confirmed the acquittal of Asiya Bibi, a Christian woman formerly sentenced to death on trumped-up charges of blasphemy against the false prophet Muhammad in that Muslim-majority nation. The decision to confirm the acquittal was announced by a new three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Asif Syed Khosa. Bibi was accused of committing blasphemy in 2009 and was the only woman in Pakistan's history to be sentenced to death under the country's notorious blasphemy laws. In announcing the decision to uphold Bibi's acquittal, Chief Justice Khosa said, quote, "Based on merit, this petition is dismissed," end quote. After the decision was announced, Saif ul-Muluk, Bibi's Supreme Court advocate, said, quote, "The review was not a rehearing of the case. The court allowed the review just to make them satisfied that nothing on the record could be turned against the judgment," end quote. President Donald Trump thinks it is, quote-unquote, great that the option of Bible classes is returning to public schools, reports the Christian Post. The legislatures in North Dakota, Missouri, Indiana, West Virginia, Virginia, and Florida are currently considering such elective curriculum where the Bible is taught not as theology, but is taught as literature and history. Trump tweeted, quote, "Numerous states introducing Bible literacy classes, giving students the option of studying the Bible. Starting to make a turn back? Great," end quote. Not surprisingly, groups like Americans United for the Separation of Church and State are opposing the measures, asserting that they are part of a scheme to impose Christianity on public school students. King David asks a profound question in Psalm 119, 9 and 11. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I have hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. A key committee in the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives is moving to eliminate the words, quote, "so help you God," end quote, from the oath administered to witnesses testifying before the panel as part of a new rules package expected to be approved this week, according to a draft obtained exclusively by Fox News. The draft shows that the House Committee on Natural Resources would ask witnesses to recite only, quote, "Do you solemnly swear or affirm under penalty of law that the testimony that you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?" End quote. The rules proposal places the words, "so help you God," in red brackets, indicating they are slated to be cut. The full committee is set to vote on the new language this week, and the rules would take effect immediately if adopted. House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney said the Democrats, quote, "really have become the party of Karl Marx," end quote. While no independent has won the presidency since George Washington, Democrats fear that former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz's prospective independent presidential bid might unintentionally help President Donald Trump win another 4 years in office, reports the Associated Press. Schultz felt the passion of the anti-Trump resistance just moments after he took the stage Monday evening in New York City to promote his new book. A protester, who is slightly difficult to understand, yelled, quote, "Don't help elect Trump, you egotistical billionaire. Go back to Davos with the other billionaire elite who think they know how to run the world," end quote. Davos is a reference to a town in Switzerland where the World Economic Forum was just held.
"Don't help elect Trump, you egotistical billionaire. Go back to Davos with the other billionaire elite who think they know how to run the world."
After a miscarriage and 3 years of infertility, Libby Traylor and her husband, Kent, had a baby girl named Lydia. Then, through in vitro fertilization, Libby found herself pregnant with quadruplets, reports FaithWire.com. Sadly, the doctors urged her to abort at least two of her precious babies, advocating for the death of half of their children in the womb. Various medical professionals said, quote, "you can't carry four to term. You need to reduce at least two of them. They could all die or you could die. They'll have brain bleeds, respiratory and digestive problems, cerebral palsy, blindness. You have a two-year-old to think about, and most parents of high multiples end up divorced, end quote. And this line from a doctor, quote, it's not really abortion because you'll still be pregnant, end quote. Traylor wrote, quote, for 6 weeks we worried and prayed. Which two would we not know? We either had faith or we did not. We finally fully trusted that God knew them already, and he was faithful, end quote. Today, Luke, Will, Anna, and Caroline are thriving as young adults. Check out their picture and their mother's Facebook post in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The mother of the quadruplets said, quote, I would love for Roe v. Wade to be overturned and the decisions to be returned back to the states. It might cut down on the number of abortions and some lives would be saved, end quote. And finally, Christian religious freedom group Liberty Council is suing the state of Maryland, arguing that the state's ban on gender-confused counseling violates the constitutional rights of counselors, parents, and youth, reports Christian Headlines. The Maryland law makes it illegal for counselors to meet with youth to discuss gender identity conflicts if they are experiencing unwanted same-sex attraction. Worse than that, the state of Maryland will actually go after the license of the counselor who provides any such counseling. Isaiah 5:20 warns, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 30th in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.